Schrader's completely aware of that, but I'll run through it for the sake of Ms. Beaver, who's not been to a hearing here before. First, when each application is called, the representative from the Planning and Zoning Office gives council a report on what happened when your application was before the Planning and Zoning Commission. Since both of these applications were deferred by the commission, the council will not be able to act on them until after we get a recommendation from the commission. So council will also defer until they get that recommendation. When it's, when you are recognized and it's your turn to make your presentation, when you come to the speaker stand, please state your name and your address before you make your comments. Tell us every reason you have for wanting your application to be approved as submitted. After you have completed your remarks, we will give an opportunity to anyone else who might be in the audience who wishes to also speak either in support of or in opposition to the application. After we've heard both sides, if there are two sides, then council will, that information will be in the record. Council will consider all of that information when they do act upon this at a future meeting of council. If you're wearing a or have with you a cell phone or pager, please turn it off or turn it to silent service. That's all. Any questions regarding the procedure? Thank you.
The first application, gentlemen, is conditional use 1743. It's the application of John and Michelle Beaver to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for motor vehicle service, restoration, towing, and sales to be located on a certain parcel of land, lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 2.0 acres more or less, lying east of Road 277, Robbinsville Road, 1,130 feet north of Road 277A, which is known as Hart's Road. The Planning Commission held public hearings on August 28th of this year. They received comments from DLDOT, Sussex Conservation District, County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. There was a letter received in opposition. The applicant was present and gave a presentation and responded to questions raised by the commission. Mr. Lank advised the commission that he was not aware of any violations, nor is there a zoning violation in the file. At the conclusion of the public hearings, the commission discussed this application. There was a motion and second to defer action for further consideration. That motion carried 5-0. Passed down a copy of the site plan for your review, and we've not received any additional correspondence.
Okay. Any questions by council members?
No procedure.
Ms. Beaver, this would be the opportunity for you to tell council why you would like to have this application granted. They do have minutes, so they know everything that was told to the commission. But if you would, please repeat that and add anything else you would choose to add.
My name is Michelle Beaver. The address is 20689 Robinsonville Road, Lewis, Delaware, 19958. Our application for conditional use for is, what's, actually have it. It started out as my husband collected cars. We got red flagged by DMV of them considering us that we were a dealership because periodically my husband would sell one, but in return get another one and collect them. When they red flagged us, the gentleman had told us to go ahead because of our collection and periodically that we do sell them, that we should go for a used car dealership license. So in the process of that, we decided to get into the 65 Shelby Cobra. It is a rolling chassis. All we have to do is put an engine and transmission and an MSD kit in it. So there's no painting, no nothing, just minor mechanical work. Also, my husband does mechanical work. My husband was in a Mativa accident in 2001, so he is disabled. Can't, pretty much do too much. So, you know, that's why he got into collecting cars and do a little handiwork on the side. In 2007, in March, while we were down in Florida on our little winter hiatus, my husband was in a hit-and-run accident. He has lost his right leg below his knee, almost lost his right arm. With this business, it gives him something to do, gives us an income, something to hand down to our, you know, to the kids and grandkids. Council had asked, or zoning had asked me the hours. The hours we have posted are 9 to 5. It's pretty much more an appointment thing. We're not, you know, it's not like we've got traffic going in and out. You know, people call. We set up a time for them to bring the vehicle in. You know, yes, we can do it. No, we can't do it. Most of the work in the registration, when we say on that part, we're talking... We're not talking about body work, painting, none of that. We're talking about, you know, they need new front ends on their vehicle. You know, there's nowhere really around here that people who have antique classic cars, who they can trust, who that person has the same compassion and everything for that type of vehicle to do the work. My husband loves cars. You know, it's just, you know, and we thought this would be a very good thing for us to do. We do have a tow truck. That's the only tow truck we're going to have. It's rollback, actually.
So the things, the uses, the things you'd like to do on this property, you want to do towing?
The towing would be if somebody has a car that we need to work on.
We can't specify. I mean, nobody's going to be watching to see if that falls into that category. So you want to do towing?
Yes.
Okay, so towing and then servicing of vehicles?
Storage.
Correct.
Any storage?
The storage is pretty much our own storage of our own vehicles.
But when you tow a vehicle, how many days before they come get it? Do you have a limit on that?
Usually my husband pretty much gets on the vehicle right then and there, so we probably have it, depending on the job. It could be 2 days. It could be 10 minutes.
As far as the towing, I'm assuming you're not talking about contract towing where you work to tow all the vehicles that may be overparked in the city.
No.
This is just you're towing for vehicles that need that are disabled but need to come to the shop to be worked on.
Correct.
Or towing just for you, towing back to your location, not
correct.
Towing to other locations.
No.
Something else I was going to ask. Oh, how many vehicles do you have on site currently?
Currently of between the Cobras that we and the classic cars, we have 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20.
20-some cars there?
It's over 20-something cars, yes. We've, I can, 2, 4, 6,
that's okay,
eight.
That's okay. John McCain doesn't know how many houses he has, so that's okay.
Like I said, my husband collects cars, so it's...
Okay.
It's so hard to, when somebody asks us, I just know I have.
Are those cars kept inside a garage?
Yes, they are.
No outside storage?
Just our own, we got the rollback out there, some trailers.
You have 20 cars in the building?
Yes.
Oh, okay. There's not 20 cars.
No. The cars that we deal with would not be kept outside.
It's in the 5,000 square foot building, right? The 50 by 100 building at the back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you all build that building, or was it already there?
We had built the building when we had bought the property.
Okay. You all don't live here? Is that I read that somewhere? Do you all live here, or do you?
No.
You don't live there. Who lives there?
My sister-in-law.
Okay, so somebody lives in the sister. Okay.
My sister-in-law and my son.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I guess you could say we sometimes live there, too, because we have the RV back there.
I think your remarks to the commission indicated that the cars are mostly classic, antique, or replica vehicles.
Of the Cobra, yes.
Now, those are the vehicles you try to sell?
Yes.
Do you do just mechanical work for anybody, a member of the public who wanted their car worked on?
Yes, we have.
What percent?
Because of word of mouth, you know.
What percentage of the business would the mechanical work be?
Right now, because of the conditional use thing, we're, you know, it's, right now it's probably 2%. You know, it's, like I said, my husband more wants to deal with your older cars, your 70s, you know, 60s.
Have anybody working for you?
No.
Or does he do it all himself?
It's him and my sons, or our sons, I should say.
No employees?
No employees, no. It's an incorporated, it's family.
Any other questions? Is there anything you wanted to add?
I'm new to this, so it's like, I had some stuff, but then I'm up here and I just...
Forgot about it? Well, we do have the minutes from the last P&Z meeting, you know.
Yeah, I know from the from that meeting, I know there was something, but I can't remember what it, that I didn't say then.
You should have said now, huh?
If a,
I hope I said
me,
now.
Okay, let me, I'll ask you a question. If a customer comes up and drops a car off, where would it be placed that was going to get serviced?
It would go into the garage.
Even if it was just, so there's never any vehicles left outside?
There are a couple of, there are some vehicles
other than
out
the person,
there.
Other than, but I'm just saying, is there any?
The only time the customer car would be out there is when it would be done and we're waiting for them to come and get it.
Is, I think the minute said something else. Are you going to put that on now? Mm-hmm.
Is it screened in? Is there fencing up?
There is no fencing yet. My husband just, well, we had been talking about it, and then from the planning and zoning, and we just decided I got to make some phone calls to some fencing companies and get some estimates.
See, part of the challenge is it's a residential area, and what you want to do is run a business, right?
Well,
what is it then? If it's not a residential area, what would you say it is?
It's so sporadic right now. I mean,
what other businesses are nearby?
There's the Hearts.
What's that?
The Hearts.
Hearts, okay.
They're the ones who own, actually, we bought it from a Heart.
What do the Hearts do?
I guess you want to say that it's some kind of like, they got the big...
Yo, keep on.
What kind of business is it?
Yeah, what are they...
When I mean, like, I've seen, like, they got some bulldozers. They've got the big garbage bins where they'll drop off at a site.
Rollbacks. Is it nearby?
I'm not aware of it.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's on Hart Road. It's on Hart A, 277A.
Okay, it's not right nearby, but...
Then there's Chuck Casper. Casper's excavating. Job's Landscaping down the road.
Okay.
And then if you go down the other end, there's a couple.
Okay.
How long has the business been operated?
Actually, it was just a hit and miss. It was just a hobby thing that my husband was doing, and as word of mouth had gotten around from friends saying, you know, he had worked on his car. It just, and it's, we've had the property 2 years, going on 3 years.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
So it's in there somewhere. Peddler's Village.
I don't want a lot of the questions. I know you did said something about residential.
Well, it's an agricultural residential area.
Yeah, well, right now there is 22 acres behind me with nothing, and between the one side of us and behind us, and then to, if you're facing the house, it'd be to the left, is 122 acres of nothing. You know, they're farming it.
Okay.
But even if they would, you know, even if we...
Do you know if either of those neighbors have any problem with your activity?
I know my one neighbor, no.
Which one would that be?
But that would be Chuck Casper. And I know his mom is, well, actually, it's his mother-in-law, doesn't have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I do know from planning and zoning, I do have an opposition from the 122 acres.
On the other, the Bryant? Yeah. Bryant, okay. Okay.
But I know, we, and my husband and I also know that, you know, houses or developments are going to be going there, and even at that time, we were going to be putting, like, Leland Cypress, fencing around there to block us from the development.
Okay. Any question, other questions?
Thank you very much. We'll see if there's anyone else here who would like to be heard.
Can I ask one question?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I know that it's planning and zoning has deferred, and you said you guys are pretty much going to be deferring because they didn't make a decision.
They have 45 days to make a recommendation to council, and they almost 100% of the cases do make the recommendation, but we have to wait to get that recommendation before this group can act.
Then I heard, well, then what's the commission?
Pardon me?
I heard something about commission.
That was the hearing you went to before.
Planning and zoning, that's a commission, the planning and zoning commission, and then we're the county.
I was thinking maybe there was so it's just the two.
That's the recommendation that the council will be waiting for.
And I can get this stuff online from?
Is it?
The minutes that we have, their public record, you could walk right across the hall and ask for a copy of the minutes of the planning and zoning.
Here's a copy.
Here's a copy.
Because I had my four-year-old granddaughter with us when I went to the meeting.
He's giving you one there.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Griffin, it's also on the agenda for the commission's meeting tomorrow under old business.
Oh, tomorrow. So it could be as early as tomorrow, commission could act.
3:00.
Yeah.
It's on their agenda. They're not required to act. They could act, or it could go to their next meeting.
And you don't have an opportunity to speak at these. This is the public hearing process is over at this point. They're just
it's just you're here. You just listen to them.
You can hear, excuse me, their deliberations, or you could, you know, be present, or you could monitor it on the internet.
You can go through the internet for it.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Is there anyone else here who'd like to be heard concerning this application?
Gentlemen and lady, my name is Terry Bryan. I live at 189 South Fairfield Drive in Dover. I own the property that's across the road from Mrs. Beaver's business and directly to the north of Mrs. Beaver's business. As far as I know, the Hart business that's within sight of this location, the operator of the farm who inherited the farmland of their Century Farm parks heavy equipment on the farm, and I'm not sure if it's exclusively for farm use, or I believe he probably does some excavating in other places. In any case, the farm's operated by Richard Hart. Our Century Farm next door is where my grandparents lived and farmed, and we have occasionally been there to inspect how it was going and get the lawn mowed and that sort of thing. Very suddenly, it appeared that there was a business next door to us. My thought at the time was, gee, I didn't think that a automotive business would be allowed there. I didn't think anything more about it, and the Planning and Zoning Office had indicated to me that someone had made a complaint about the location of the business. From what Ms. Beaver said today and from what the discussion was at the Planning and Zoning, apparently there had not been a complaint, as I was told. However, it was in the process of the Beaver's family seeking a variance to and a used car lot license. It is my thought that also from comments made at the planning and zoning that they were in the process of wishing to expand their business, that were the number of cars that they ran through their business. They have a commercial sign out that appears as though they are in business to service cars to the public. I was somewhat concerned through lack of knowledge and lack of experience with hearings, wherein someone could start operating a business without any reference to the zoning of the property, purchase the property, set up a commercial building, and then later seek zoning for what they're already doing. This is not the forum to ask such questions, I suppose, but I just don't understand the process, or that's at least contrary to what my preconception of this process would be. Why not just start any old business and then come back for a variance once somebody complains or otherwise catches you at it? In any case, do not wish to take up further of your time, but it is my impression that even though we are trying to hang on to the family farm and continue to farm, our neighbor Buddy Hill has been very good to continue farming our acreage for us over many years, but I feel as though the fate of any open land in that area is going to be residential development, and I would not have any question but that our farm ultimately would go for that purpose, as well as any of the rest of the open land around the area. If that is the case, then I don't feel as though an automotive service, towing, and used car dealership is a suitable kind of business to have in the midst of that sort of development potential. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Your feeling is, sir, it would have a negative impact on your future value of your residential?
I would certainly think so.
Yeah, okay.
And we have no immediate prospects of...
Right. But
with our property.
But that type of use is not compatible with the zoning that's in place.
And erecting fencing around it, it seems to me that's in aid of having cars parked out around. So ultimately, the term that bothers me the most is used car business.
If this application were considered to be approved, would the existence of it in some way prevent the farm use of your land, or is your concern the value down the road if you sell it for development?
I should think the possibility of development and the value of it at that point. There's certainly no interference with our farming.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anyone else here who wishes to be heard concerning this application? Let the record show no one else has to be recognized. Certainly, we don't allow people to have two shots. If we do that, then we have to give Mr. Bryan another opportunity.
But since this is all we got today, how about doing it just for the?
Could you please come up if you're going?
He's got a chance too.
We'll give you about two minutes.
Thing is, it's not a used car lot. We're not. That's what DMV's license is. They have, wholesale, new car dealership, used car dealership.
And you're a used car dealership?
We're a classic car. We're not going to be selling your off-the-mill, off-the-road cars. We're talking about...
So the used car reference was just to that license that DMV had issued to you, not what you're asking for on the use of this in this property.
Okay. Correct.
Okay.
There will be never.
So you're just asking for classic, antiques, and replicas.
Yes.
We understand. Brian, is there anything else you have to say?
Oh, I'm sorry, Shane. Go ahead.
Want to let him go, or
yeah? Yeah, sure.
Why not? Got to.
Yeah, got to. We'll ask Dennis. He wants to talk about his case.
Gentlemen, sorry again to take up your time. I don't understand questioning someone on their business plan when they are simply not when the zoning is not proper for their business that they're already operating.
We're just trying to understand what they're asking.
And my sense is that if someone otherwise has a business license to do business, I don't understand what limitations there would be on them doing whatever they want to once they get a variance if they have a business license.
Their business license has nothing to do with us. We're granting conditional use or permission to use this land that the zone doesn't change. And we put conditions on it. That's basically.
And the conditions would be such things as no cars visible and that sort of thing. I mean,
hours.
You get that definite with conditions.
Yes. Yeah, we could be that tight. So we.
We can do all.
Beavers did mention at the commission hearing that they were interested in expanding the volume of their business. I presume in the fitting out of classic chassis that they were interested in becoming a larger seller of whatever franchise of classic car that they have bought into. And I have to say that the idea of expansion didn't seem to be the prospect of much control over someone's expansion plans.
No.
Once they receive their variance.
With a conditional use, it doesn't change the zone of the piece of property. It only gives them permission to do this particular with. We can put on whatever XYZ conditions.
But the use, sir, the use will continue on. It will run with the land, not with the beavers. So if the beavers could sell that conditional use permitted property to somebody else to do a similar activity. So it runs with the land. So it's once it's been approved, it's there unless they discontinue the use for, what, 3 years? 2 years?
Once the use ceases, then it's. We can void it.
6 months? I mean, there are times, okay, if the use ever ceased, then it would be voided, but somebody'd have to be watching. But anyway, once it's approved, it's there for as long as somebody keeps continuing the use.
Keep the business going, that's correct. Or they're violated and have come back in and get another.
But the underlying zoning, it is still an AR district, but we've permitted that commercial activity.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thank you. What's your pleasure,
Shane,
gentlemen?
You have something?
I was just, what Mrs. Beaver said, Motor V requires our office to write a letter for a different type of license they use, and that's probably where this application originated.
Because they have to either have
a... Her husband wrote a letter requesting either Lawrence or I to send DMV a letter saying that the zoning's in place. But there's 3 or 4 different type licenses that they are issued.
We can't have.
Yeah, because you have to be a C1 or a conditional use, right? And to be able to, I got a buddy that's in the same situation, right? Okay.
What's your pleasure, gentlemen?
Make a motion, we defer.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we defer. Conditional use 1743. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. We'll be back on the agenda after P&Z makes the decision. You can look at it online also. Thank you very much for your time. Have a good evening. Afternoon, I guess. Still is.
Trader uses the same book.
Still does.
Same stuff.
Now, the next application is conditional use 1810. This is the application of Artesian Water Company, Incorporated.
Be quick.
To consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a regional water facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 74.61 acres more or less, lying east of Route 30, 0.6 mile south of Reynolds Pond Road,
Dennis.
Also known as Road 231.
Over 3 minutes, I'm voting no.
Me too.
Deferred action again.
Commission held their hearing August 28th. They received comment from the County Engineering Department, DLDOT. The applicant submitted an exhibit booklet. I've passed a copy of the booklet down for each of your review. Mr. Schrader and Mr. Pender were present, gave a presentation, responded to questions raised by the commission. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application.
And the commission also deferred action on this application for further consideration. We've not received any additional correspondence.
Schrader.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Dennis.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. For the benefit of the record, my name is Dennis Schrader. I'm an attorney in Georgetown. I represent the interests of Artesian Resources and Conditional Use Application Number 1810. I have with me Mr. Pender, who is an engineer who works with Artesian Water Company, and I'm also pleased to introduce, if you'll stand up, Lynn. We have a new associate in the offices of Wilson, Halbrook, and Byard. This is Lynn Kelly, who is an attorney with the office, started about 3 weeks ago, and for those of you who are staying after January, you may see some of Lynn next year.
I have one question. Did you consider any other law firms in the area when you were? You should have.
I like her name.
That's the tone we'll have. This is what he's done to us.
Before we get...
He's an evil man.
Before we go too far afield, her husband works for the engineering department for the county. He's addressed...
Well, then there'd be conflict. She can't... Forget it. You may as well forget coming here. You've got enough conflicts, this one.
You know, it's going to be easier to get those no objection letters, Mr. Cole.
That's right.
Good. I'm glad we got that on the record. Thank you, sir. We'll archive that one.
Thank you.
He can keep playing it. You know, the spirit playing. Go ahead, Dan.
A minute into your presentation.
Yeah, and my clock's running. Mr. Dukes told me I had 3 minutes. Gentlemen, this property is known as the Ockles Farm or Elizabethtown, and I believe you're familiar with that as a result of a prior presentation made this morning about the wastewater treatment plant. What we have here is the water treatment plant, which is to be located at Elizabethtown. We're proposing that the water plant be regionalized on the 74.61 acres that currently make up the utility parcel at Elizabethtown. The site is zoned AR1 agricultural residential, and the site is currently vacant, subject to conditional use 1724, which is referred to in the exhibit book. Conditional use 1724 is the conditional use that was adopted by the council regionalizing the wastewater treatment plant. This property is zoned AR1. It is a low-density area within the comprehensive plan, and that is to say that it was intended to use on-site water and wastewater systems for any administrative visitor and maintenance facilities. We have submitted with this particular application the booklet that includes the data that you would need to make a decision if and when the Planning Commission makes its recommendation. It includes the application, the consent of the owner, the comments of the Department of Transportation indicating that they have no objection to the application, the CPCNs that have been awarded for this property. At tab number 5, you will see a reduced copy of the site plan, which Scott will describe for you in a few minutes. At tab number 6 is a reduced version of the site plan, which is the bottom of these two exhibits. The areas in blue are those properties which are water CPCNs for service by Artesian. The two yellow sites are the municipalities of Georgetown and Milton. Exhibit 7 are the parcels as identified by tax map and parcel numbers for which the CPCNs were issued. Tab 8 is a graphic indicating how water resource management results in water going into the ground and coming out of the ground in a drinking water quality process. Tab 9 is an architect's rendering of what the proposed structure will look like. It will be of an agricultural look so that it will be compatible with the neighborhood. Tab 10 is the conditional use 1724 for the wastewater treatment plant. And the last tab is the proposed findings of fact and conditions, which I have prepared and submitted for your assistance if and when you are able to make a motion in this particular matter. With those thoughts in mind, I will ask that the book and everything that's preceded me at the Planning Commission be made a part of these proceedings by way of a record. I'll have Mr. Pender come up and very briefly describe what the site looks like. And Mr. Pender and I will be available to answer any questions you have concerning the technical requirements of this particular project. Scott?
Good afternoon. Scott Pender, Artesian Resources. Here representing the Elizabethtown Water conditional use application. The site is currently agricultural in use. The site does have a current wastewater conditional use approved for it. We'd be sharing the site with the wastewater treatment facility. Proposing a 60-by-80 water treatment building, a 1 million gallon elevated storage tank, two wells, one as a primary source, one as a backup. The facility we're proposing this facility as a regional facility. We're working on interconnecting all of our facilities in this region for redundancy, for fire protection. Actually, the main purpose of the elevated storage tank is fire protection and capacity in the event of a failure. If you have to take a plant out, once we have the water in the tank, it still can provide fire flow and storage without having to be pumped. The facility will have backup power. It will be on alarm system, alarm monitoring by security instruments. We have a SCADA system, a remote monitoring and alarming system, so that our operators know there's an alarm stations. All chemicals will be contained within the building. We'll have secondary containment. No spills would be allowed outside of the facility. And it would be our standard unmanned water treatment plant. We may have an operator on site once, twice a week.
The Artesian Water Company is familiar with the operation and maintenance of water plants, is that correct?
Yes.
And you're a regulated utility of the state of Delaware?
Yes.
All of your rates will be approved by the Public Service Commission?
Yes.
And you will be obligated to comply with all the regulations of the Department of Health as it goes for the water content as well as the structure and containment facility, is that correct?
Yes.
Do you propose to have a logo on the water tower?
No.
Will there be a landscaping plan for this particular site?
Yes, we will propose. We will have prepare a landscaping plan.
And am I correct in understanding that you have the possibility or you have the capacity to serve approximately 4,000 equivalent dwelling units as water goes from this site if this application were approved?
Yes. No.
And you currently have three other water treatment plants in the facility, in the area?
In the area? Yes. Well, two current, one proposed, and then this one.
And they are scattered all through the blue areas that are shown on the lower of the two exhibits, is that right?
Yes.
And you mentioned the word redundancy. Why is that important to this particular project?
Well, redundancy is just as a water treatment and distribution. It's just important in case we have a facility that goes down, if we have a well fail, we need some time to either redevelop a well. We have another station that could pick up and make sure that those customers aren't out of service.
And this provides a circulation pattern commonly called looping that would allow for the water pressure to be equal and provide service.
Yes, the elevated storage tank would actually be floating on the system. That'll provide equalized pressure throughout the entire distribution system.
Thank you, Mr. Pender. I have no.
My question would be: you're gonna link all that blue together.
Yes.
We're going to connect all those dots, basically. And how do they do that? Go down the side of the roads and dig them all up and put in the...
Rights of way would be...
Water mains.
Right.
Yes.
Will they not be in the roadway at all?
No, it would be the same limitation that the county has. This water project or the sewer project is not something to let us tear up the roads. They discourage cost cutting when we were under the road.
It seems so scattered, it just doesn't seem economical to link such scattered sites.
Well, until...
I could see if they were all compact together.
Those areas are going to fill in. The blue will fill in over the years, and we'll make the connections as they fill in. Right now, we're going to be connecting down here, Beaver Creek.
You want to, yeah.
Set that up on the easel. Yeah, thank you.
Beaver Creek plant here is right at the intersection of Route 9 and Route 5. We're going to be connecting that to the Island Farm plant. And this is the Heron Bay water treatment plant, which will be connected up to this facility as well. Eventually, this is going to come down and connect everything in here. But right now, this is going to be a standalone for a period of time until we make this transition.
Which could be many, many years.
It is possible.
It is a possibility.
Mm-hmm. You said there wasn't going to be no logo on the tower. You're going to put the name of the town on the tower?
Well, if I may back up, at the planning and zoning hearing, my exact comment was that we would prefer to reserve the right to have a logo on the tank, but I got a comment back, don't push my luck. However, we would like to have the right to put a logo on the tank if the council, so.
Lynn Rogers' hometown?
That's right. I want to let her do.
Artesian. We got that one on record. We'll replay that one along with Traders.
You can be a little reckless now.
You can be reckless now. Yeah.
Perfect.
Any other questions?
That concludes your presentation.
Yes, brief finishing comment. As you all are keenly aware, this is a conditional use for a public utility. Right. It's permitted under the code. It's section 115-22, and we are the public or semi-public character and use that are required by section 171. I believe all the six elements for a conditional use have been described in the booklet and in Mr. Pender's testimony. I'll stand down and see if anybody opposes.
I looked under tab 11 in the book, proposed findings, and it was empty. Do you have a set that you might
have? All of them are that way. What else is new?
Just tab 11 didn't have any proposed findings or conditions.
I will be glad to move them, but they were all put in.
Well, there's two I looked at here that didn't have it, but
let's see here.
Shane, you do that to them.
Proposed finding. I got some.
Do you?
Yeah, I got a couple too.
Okay. Maybe it's just this one.
Probably they didn't put them in yours because you don't vote. I don't know if I've got.
Both those two down there can be reckless.
I found them, and it just wasn't in the one I looked at.
You can let them go. Right. You got to just turn them loose.
Man, right? So you can tell you reckless all they want.
You like their
that concludes your presentation.
Yes, sir.
Is there anyone else here who would like to speak either in support of or in opposition to this application?
You've outlasted them all again, didn't
you? Aren't new associates required to support their...
Let me ask you, honey, did you learn anything from having to come and sit here and watching this display?
Don't come back. You're a smart young man.
Does Green Acres come to mind, or the Andy Griffith Show, or anything like that? Hee-haw.
Okay, before we get ourselves in trouble, motion, gentlemen.
Thank you much. We defer.
Thank you.
We moved and seconded that we defer on conditional use 1810. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
You ever seen him on a motorcycle? Oh, it looks ridiculous. Gets his little black, his tight pants on.
Yes.
Thank you.
Leather pants.
Motion for adjournment.
So moved.
And he rides around Rehoboth. And he